Hello, everyone. Welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. Today, I am happy to share. I am just thrilled. I have with us Dr. Paulette Sherman. Let me share a bit about Paulette. Dr. Paulette Kaufman Sherman is a licensed psychologist, certified life coach, and author of 21 books, including Dating from the Inside Out, published by Atria Books, and the upcoming book, The Book of Sacred Baths. After having survived breast cancer 4 years ago, she decided to publish a legacy of 22 books. She's now on book 21 and is feeling great. She has a private practice in Manhattan and does life coaching by phone. With 20 years as a therapist, she is often featured on J-Date and has a monthly dating column in Eligible magazine. She's also an expert on television shows like the CBS Early Show and the AM Northwest Early Show, and a radio guest on the Curtis Sliwa Show. I hope I pronounced that correctly, but oh my gosh, it's endless, everything that you've done. I just want to say welcome, Paulette. I'm so honored to have you here today.
And I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Paula.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I would love to begin today with talking about this new book. Why would you as a psychologist write a book about how taking a bath can improve your life? Tell us about the Book of Sacred Baths and what prompted you to write that.
Okay. I know it is a little odd, I guess, because I spent much of my career, you know, one-on-one with people in offices. But after I got breast cancer, which was now 4 years ago, knock on wood, I, went through a whole process of healing for a year and chemotherapy and radiation, lost all my hair, and I actually became much closer to spirit and meditation and prayer. And so part of my process of healing was to begin to take these sacred baths where I would just light a candle and put some essences and crystals and connect to my intuition, and it would really help me to relax and to center and give me a sense of clarity and wellness. And I know that your show is about how to be happier on a daily basis.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of an extreme example, but it really helped me shift from fear of the unknown and, you know, possibly the idea that I might die at the time, and to really get present and to be more peaceful and happy in each moment, which really puts you into your good nervous system, into good energy. And it was really helpful to me. And even today, you know, 4 years later, I still take these sacred baths. And I realized somewhere along the line that it would be very helpful to other women and even to couples, because I also work with couples. So that's what I actually got that intuition to write this as one of my books while I was in the bath. It needed to be the Book of Sacred Baths.
I love that. Now, how often do you take these baths? And do you take them with your husband?
I do. I was going to tease you, much to his chagrin, but actually he does enjoy them now. But originally I just took them because, you know, we live in a, you know, medium-sized or small apartment in Brooklyn, and I have, right now I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and at the time that I first was in treatment, I think that it was like a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old or something, and, you know, obviously that can be pretty hectic. I was working, going through treatment, had kids, and so it was very hard to get alone time to meditate and to even have any kind of control over quiet and connecting. And so I would find, I'm lucky to live on the beach, so I'd find that if I took walks there once in a while, I would definitely get messages that way. But the one secret that I found was that when I would go into the bathroom, I had to kind of train them. That would be the one time that's sort of socially acceptable for people to know to leave you alone. So I would set the kitchen timer and I would have 20 to 25 minutes of quiet. And it's just automatically relaxing, and it was a ritual that was already in place in the morning. So, or you could do it at night. So I have been pretty consistent about doing it that way, which I found that was very interesting because, again, I look forward to it. It's enjoyable. It's not like something I have to do, and it's the one place that I was kind of left alone to connect and to refuel so I could start my day with a really good vibration and intention.
I love
So that
that.
was,
And
yeah.
you know, Paulette, in our busy lives, so many of us, we want to take that time every day to meditate or, you know, relax, and we don't. But if we say, I'm going to take my sacred bath, that's not only going to benefit us physically, but it's going to give us that meditation time.
Absolutely. And I mean, everybody's different, but if you believe in spirit, it's a good time also to pray and to connect to guidance or even your higher self, because there's a whole part of ourselves that we connect with in stillness. And when we have sort of that monkey mind and we're running around with our to-do list and everything we have to do, which I definitely know about in our daily lives, we don't access that part of ourselves as much, or that wisdom. So it's a really great way to kind of hear what your purpose is, to connect with your higher self, and to start your day on that level of consciousness.
Oh, I love it. I love it. As a therapist, you see people who experience a sense of disconnection, stress. How are these baths a good tool for a person experiencing this?
Well, I have found them to be a really great tool because, again, some people, they have an idea of meditation where you have to sit there and quiet and say Om, and it's really uncomfortable and you have to sort of just ignore your other thoughts. But most people either take a shower or a bath on a daily basis, so you already know how to do that. It's already a habit, so there's not a lot of resistance to it. And the bath water really relaxes you. You can put in all those enjoyable things like the essential oils, which smell great, and they have very high vibrational energy, and the Epsom salt with lavender. And so it's almost like a sumptuous feast of the senses for yourself, and a candle. And so it's something that, number one, you have less resistance to because you look forward to it. But also the Epsom salt helps to detoxify you. Again, the essential oils may raise your vibration. And when you relax and you do deep breathing and you kind of let negativity go, you go into your parasympathetic nervous system, which opens up your intuition and puts you into that healing mode of energy versus the fight or flight mental mode where you're kind of starving yourself of oxygen and you're in a different state of consciousness. So it's very good to let go of stress, to let go of negativity, limiting beliefs, negative emotions. They can all just go down the drain and you kind of fill with love and a higher vibration.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Paulette, what elements go into this 25-minute sacred bath ritual? Can you explain a few of those for us?
Sure. So the overall recipe is really based on a lot of different elements, one of which I think most of us are familiar with is visualization. And there's a lot of research that says that when you visualize what you do want, you can attract it because you almost entrain your body and your emotions to feeling like it's happening now. So one thing that you do is using visualization, the law of attraction, which is usually like aligning your beliefs, your feelings, and your actions with something, means that you become it more and you can attract it more. So part of this bath is lighting a candle, inviting in your higher self or spirit. So you have that element. You have the element of visualizing what you do want and to attract it, and also the law of attraction. And then after you do that and you have a ritual, you get guidance. You can do a prayer as well, which is all in my book. I have meditations and prayers for different intentions. And then when you close the ritual, you would blow out your candle. And then there's an element of journaling where it's almost like a dream where you get guidance, but you might switch over into the other mode and forget it. So you have a special journal where you get out and you give yourself that few minutes to jot down any insight you got and any actions that you might want to take, so you can follow up on it later. And I even have like a little tea ritual for yourself that's pretty quick, where you can have a glass of tea that actually matches the intention of your bath. So for example, peace, it could be like chamomile tea. I mean, you can change it up for your favorite tea, but it's kind of like a special treat for yourself, you know, on all levels, like using all of your senses. So those are some of the elements that go into it.
What a great addition to add to that bath. So really a sacred bath is so different than what we consider just a regular bath.
It is, and it's so easy to fall into the other one, I've noticed sometimes, because I generally get a lot of messages and really feel so special, and I notice a huge shift in my energy, like even if I've had 2 hours sleep, and I'm like, how am I going to get through this day because my kids were up or something, and then I feel like I slept all day after I take this bath. But there are times where it'd be very easy to go, oh, I need to shave my legs and do my hair, you know, like shampoo my hair, and then you kind of just lose your intention and start worrying about your to-do list and do that instead. So that is what I think of the difference is like a physical cleansing, you know, of taking your shower bath, and then this is really like an emotional and spiritual hygiene, and to really separate the two,
Oh,
even if you do that after, you know.
exactly. I just love this, Paulette. Just
Aw, thank
fascinating
you.
information. Well, everyone, we do have to pop out for a commercial, but Paulette and I will be right back. Thank you, Paulette. Thank you,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here. I am chatting with Dr. Paulette Sherman. We are discussing her latest book, talking about bath salts and all the wonderful things that she entails in her book, The Book of Sacred Baths. So I would love to begin with, Paulette. You have mentioned that these sacred baths for what they do to help women with their careers. Please share that with us.
Sure. I have a number of baths that I wrote specifically for career women, but one thing I would say in general is that, with myself as an example, since I started to do these baths for 2 years, is that as a writer and as a psychologist, I had a legacy of 22 books to write, and I think I'm on book number 21 now, and it's been 4 years. And so I would just jump in the bath, and I would get all these creative ideas. And as I did my research, I found that many writers have said, and they even found in flotation and stuff, that water really enhances your intuition. So one thing is that it will enhance your creativity to take these baths, which is really great, whatever field you're in. But also, I have specific baths, so if somebody wants to enhance their leadership abilities or ask their boss for a raise or, you know, become more assertive and speak up more, because some of the research has shown that so many women are leading now, but they don't always speak up more in meetings and don't ask for raises as much as men. So using the prayer and the visualization in the morning to picture what you do want and to picture yourself doing it, and then to see what your intuition says and what guidance you get, and then to begin to implement it by journaling about it afterwards. So those are a few, and there's a bath for abundance, you know, calling in and different things like that. So I think it could be very useful for women, and also for whatever your goals are. If there's something you'd like to achieve, you can have that as an intention, and you know, ask specifically about that.
Fun. Oh,
Yeah.
it's fascinating. And also, would you say that there are types of sacred baths that improve your love life? And with that, share with us also your experience with sharing these baths with your husband.
Okay, I joked about that before.
I
So,
want to hear more. Yes.
well, ironically, my first book I think you mentioned was Dating from the Inside Out, which was my first published book with Atria Books, and I really became a dating expert at that time. But I also have done, you know, both dating and couples therapy coaching and all of that for, I don't know, at least 15 years now. So I work a lot with couples, and I know those issues and singles inside out. So I have in the relationship section, both for individuals and for couples, baths on your love life. So for dating, it would be baths like washing away your ex, right? Or you know, if you had a bad date, washing away that negativity so that you can start fresh, because it's very frustrating dating and kind of not going into a victim mode or feeling like there are no men out there. So kind of a reset button. And also baths to attract love. So that would be in the dating realm. And there are also long-term relationship baths and baths for married couples. And you know, there's a whole variety because I have 52 baths in all. But some examples would be, you know, if you're angry, how to release that instead of just fighting and saying things you don't mean, kind of like releasing that negativity down the drain, coming to a peaceful place, and then being able to have a shared intention or to talk about it, which I think is a very useful tool for couples. to kind of take that time out and also to bond in new ways. And they're best to increase your intimacy, your passion, your communication, so different intentions. And so one of the ways I started to experiment with this was after I was taking sacred baths for a while and I could see a noticeable difference in myself. We try to take a date, as a dating expert, like I always tried to do Friday night date nights with my husband and get a babysitter, which gets kind of expensive. But we've been pretty successful in doing that for like 2-3 hours every week. And we're lucky that way. So my husband's always happy to save money and not go out because he's tired. It's more something he does because I think it's important, I guess. But so he was actually happy to, like, you know, have me set up a beautiful bath and, you know, and slow dance and do something like that where we could stay home. So that's how it started, and that's a good way to kind of maybe get your man involved. But I really felt like it was very good because, you know, you need to transition after the work day or the work week and kind of get into a mode where you can be present and when you're feeling a sense of peace and well-being and really open to that person. And I think that the sacred baths do that in of themselves. So that happens, and it's an inexpensive date night where you can do it at home and you don't need a babysitter. And so we did that, and we came up with different intentions and different crystals and essential oils, and that's part of how this process evolved. And then when I was in the sacred bath with my husband one day, I got the message, which he's used to at this point, but I said, oh, because sometimes we ask for guidance on something, and I got the message, you're going to write this book. It was actually in a couple's bath that I got that, and it's going to be for individuals and couples, and it's going to help them the way that it's helped you. So he was like, oh, another book.
Yes. What a great thing to share with other couples. I would like to mention real quick to my listeners to keep your eyes open for a show as well with Paulette on my Voice America show for the love of Reiki on the Health and Wellness channel. So I'm really excited to have her on that as well. Now, Paulette, you mentioned crystals. I would love to chat about what you do with crystals, and also if you wouldn't mind sharing your website information with the listeners.
Sure. So my website is www.sacredbathing.com. So that's pretty easy, sacredbathing.com, and it describes, you know, this book more and even different little tidbits about sacred bathing. I have some videos and, you know, stuff about couples baths, so it would be helpful, I think. But with crystals, and I know you like crystals too, so please jump in and add. But, you know, first of all, they're so beautiful just to have around and just grounding and inspiring. So I have some near me right now. But crystals are, you know, natural stones that have their own vibration, color, and healing properties, and everything has energy. And so they have different energies, and they can cleanse negativity, and they can attract different things. So what I try to do is, you know, if you have a certain intention for the bath, like you want to attract love or self-love, you might use a rose quartz crystal because that matches that intention or that energy, and you could put it in the bath with you so you have that extra support for that intention. Some say also, if you read things like the Crystal Bible, that crystals store memory. So here you are spending that time with prayer and meditation, and then the crystal could be storing the memory. The water could be amplifying your intention. So it's all very supportive of what you're trying to manifest and create.
I'm a crystal fanatic myself.
Okay.
I always have crystals on me, around me. And I, you know, I'm not an average wife. My husband will say, what would you like for your anniversary? An amethyst, a citrine.
Well, that's great.
They are so great. And being a Reiki practitioner, I bring crystals into that modality as well. They're just fantastic, aren't they, Paulette?
Yes, it feels so luxurious, right, to have that around you. And
Yes. Well, we are down to just a few more minutes. Would you like to touch on some of the recipes that you share in your books, kind of give us an idea of what type of recipes these are?
Sure. So each bath would entail the properties that I told you about. You know, first you would stand in front of the bath and you would do a 5-step meditation, which is very easy, and I go into it in the book, but you basically fill yourself with light, not unlike Reiki in some ways, and it just walks you through that, and it just takes a few minutes. Then you would light the candle, put in the Epsom salt, put in the essential oils that match your intention. So, for example, if you wanted to attract love, maybe you would use rose oil, and, you know, depending what you wanted to do to open your heart or, you know, that kind of thing, or lavender to relax you. I'm just making up as I go along, but there are different recipes, and you could put in a rose quartz crystal and have a pink candle, and then you would call in an angel that would match that intention. In this case, we'll just say your higher self or your guardian angel, you could ask. And then you would climb in and do the meditation that I would provide, do a short prayer. I probably didn't mention this, but I usually set the microwave timer for 25 minutes because I have to leave, or you could have, you know, just have some sense of the time, but you want to just forget about it after that and just really be present. And then after you're done getting guidance, you would blow out the candle to symbolize closing the ritual. And then, you know, let all the negativity go out of the bath, have your intention and prayer, and then get out and quickly journal any insight that you've had. And then after you've like toweled off and everything, you could go have your cup of tea to match and just let everything sort of settle in. So you have a little quiet time for yourself before you would change and go about your day. So that's basically what an idea of a basic recipe would be like. And you would probably be moved to pick one that you're working on in your life, because it's really about how to use your bath as a path for transformation in different areas of your life. So if you wanted to work on your marriage or your self-esteem or your career, then you would pick one that would match your intention. And you could even do that for a while.
Oh, this is so fascinating. This is so fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. This can just really enhance our lives. I love it, Dr. Paulette.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this is just so exciting. I'm very excited to read your book and enjoy these baths. I have always loved taking a bath, but don't take the time as often as I should. It's so easy for us to pop in the shower.
Absolutely. And for me, I mean, I guess a lot of people do get intuition, like Woody Allen gets a lot of ideas in the shower, but for me, the bath is just a way to let everything go. And even the idea of it going down the drain, you know, it really goes with the intention of your show too, you know, to just let any negativity, limiting beliefs, emotions, just let it out and then fill yourself with love. So, and you get to soak in that. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, as we say goodbye, I'm afraid we have to say goodbye, everyone.
Aww.
To all our listeners out there, I want to say love, hugs, blessings, a happy day to everyone. Dr. Paulette, I want to say thank you, love, hugs, blessings.
To you too. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome, and a happy day. And I look forward to our Voice America show as well.
So do
thank
I.
You. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Everyone, Paula V here. Welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Right now I have joining us today is Stacy Yvonne Barlow. I'm so excited to have you here, Stacy. Welcome to the show. I'm excited to share you with everyone. Oh, you're so welcome. A little bit about Stacy. She was born in 1968 in Juanita Barlow. She was faced with many obstacles dealing with her cerebral palsy. And Stacy, I'm going to have you share your background and kind of what happened with us. And a little bit about Stacy as well. She has written a poem for the volunteers of the American Cancer Society of Pittsburgh, Texas, Celebration of Life. She has published a piece in The Head Doctor Presents Poonani, The Hip Hop Psalms 3, The Onliners Erotic Poems, and Short Stories from People Just Like You, entitled Poonani Ritual in 2005. She has received 3 Editor's Choice Awards for the poems I Can't Love You If You Can't Love Me. In the winter of 1997, Stacy was elected into the International Poetry Hall of Fame. My Name Is was recognized by judges as being among the best 3% of all entries judged. How fantastic.
Oh, great.
Two published poetry books, Cold Hearted, Warm Hearted, and Rejuvenation, Innocent Until Proven Guilty. We'll talk about those later in the show. Four manuscripts finished, five manuscripts in process, one in the process of being published. Oh my gosh, you just have so much going on, Stacy, plus your latest project, Precious Jewels, which we'll talk about today. But first off, let me say welcome, welcome, and so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, so happy to have you here. Please share with the listeners a bit of your background and what brought you into this beautiful work that you're doing, all these beautiful projects that you've created.
Oh, wow. Well, as you've mentioned, I was born with cerebral palsy. I had gone to therapy thinking it was a school when I was 3 or 4 years old, and then I went to public school. And, of course, as every child grows up, they have difficulties adjusting to different people and being teased and all of that. I graduated high school and went on to college, and my love of writing began when I was 15. And I was watching a news program, and I think around that time there was a bombing in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
and things just started coming to me, and I prayed about it. And I just started writing from my soul and my spirit, and I just enjoyed the love of writing. That's how it began.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Tell us about your latest project, The Precious Jewels. What is that story? What is that project about?
Oh, it's about 12 individuals deciding whether or not they're going to keep their virginity until they're married,
uh-huh.
and along the way they run into deeper issues dealing with their loved ones or the people that they're dealt with throughout that time, dealing with the inner demons within themselves. So that's what that is about.
Wow, and I can imagine that's probably pretty inspiring, because you know, especially in today's age, you know, that would be a difficult thing. There would be a lot of pressure.
It is. It really is. And even for somebody my age, and it brought to my attention, okay, this is what I'll need to do in order to keep things going for myself, not only to inspire and encourage myself, but probably help others who may be going through the same situation that I'm going through.
Yes, yes. Oh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. And tell us about what you mentioned, the issues. Don't look like what I've been through.
Oh.
What is that?
That is my personal story, I'd say biography, of the things that I went through growing up as a child on into adulthood and bringing in the spirituality that's always been there for me and me not realizing it until I got older. God has always been there, and
yes.
He saw you through these issues, these situations with maybe the loss of a family member, or I was a product of molestation. I was molested as a child, so that's part of what don't look like what I've been going through. I wrote about that situation. I wrote about dealing with my dad growing up. He was not always in the picture, but I knew he was my dad or my father, and we just really never had a close relationship, and I craved for that, and I spoke on those terms, too, and talking about going to school and what I did after school and things like that, and had my mother to be my backbone.
Yeah.
She was that strength for me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And share with us, so what triggered you to realize what spirituality you had, and you were loved and you were connected, and what brought you into realizing what made you happy?
A scripture that actually mentioned that we're all apples of God's eye. And when I read that, I was like, wow. Not only did he give us vessels as parents to look after us, but he is the top-rated being that has taken care of us throughout the years. And to know that we are seen as apples in his eye is just, that just makes me joyous. Just to know that every day we're given brand new mercies. And that's just beautiful to me.
Oh, it is. And isn't it wonderful to know how much we are loved? And
It is. It
yeah.
is.
Oh, that is just fantastic. So, what has, as you've grown older, you conquered your cerebral palsy. Has that affected your life as far as your happiness goes? How did for those out there that have an illness or have a challenge, any words of wisdom for them?
Live the best life that you know how to live. Don't listen to the naysayers, because the naysayers will put you in a box, bring you down, and make you believe or make you feel like, oh, I won't be able to do that because of this. But there are resources and your inner strength that carries you throughout the day to make you feel like, I can do this no matter what anybody says.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And look at what you've created, Stacy. It's amazing. I mean, you received three Editor's Choice Awards. How
Thank
did that
you.
make you feel to be recognized like that?
It took a while to get adjusted to it, and I was like, really? Oh wow, now what's next for me? What can I do with this just because I've gotten these accolades? I know what I could do. Keep doing what I love to do best, which is my writing. So I wake up every morning still pinching myself even after all these years and saying, wow, this was given to me. This was a gift, and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. And each time anything new happens, I'm still pinching myself.
Yes. Oh, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And you can wake up every day and, oh, what will I write today? What will inspire me today? How fun is
Yes.
that?
It is wonderful. It's like, okay, I could going to sleep, and everybody's mind is always thinking the next day, is constantly thinking, even when you're dreaming. So I dream words. I love words. So when I wake up, there's a word that is given in a dream. I said, I could use that today. I know what to write next. Or, take that instance, write maybe a page or two, take a break, and go back to it. But it's always just that one word that anybody could use and run with it.
And that comes to you in a dream. That
Yes.
is fascinating. That is beautiful. Oh, I love that, Stacy. Oh my goodness,
Thank
that
you.
is just so inspiring. My
Oh, thank you.
goodness. Well, I'm afraid we have to pop out quickly for a commercial, but Stacy, when we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about some of your writings. I am just absolutely loving this. So we will be right back. And to our listeners, we will be right back. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here. I am chatting with Stacy Yvonne Barlow. Stacy has written several books, articles. She is the recipient of 3 Editor's Choice Awards for her poems. She is elected into the International Poetry Hall of Fame. And I would like to discuss one of your books, one of your published poetry books. Please tell us about Cold-Hearted, Warm-Hearted. What is that based on? And give us a little information what that book's about, Stacy.
Cold-Hearted, Warm-Hearted is based on different types, kinds of loves, ranging from the love of God, family, and friends, to unrequited love. So Cold-Hearted would be like the more harsher sense poems, and the warm-hearted ones are on a lovingly level, like bringing love into your life.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So it breaks down and it discusses both types. Well, tell us a little bit about warm-hearted love. What would be an example of that?
Warm-hearted love would be, just a love of someone, a fantasy of love of someone you want to come into your life. And it explains or go into detail the kind of love that person needs or wants, or they see a person who they want to get to know and says, okay, come over here. Let me talk to you for a minute. Let me get to know you. And then they take it from there. That's the kind of warm-hearted love that's as an example of that section of the book.
Yes. Yes. So do you have any words to share with the listeners? Let's say someone is looking to receive love from someone, whether it be finding a spouse or to be loved by family or friends. Any words of wisdom on that topic? What do you recommend to open themselves up to that love?
If in order to open up to that love, you have to open yourself up to love at first. Love yourself first.
Yes.
And then you could find that love and bring that love to you. My main thing is to pray about it, because God is love. That's the first love of all things. God is love. He'll bring you that love, and then you're opened and apt enough to receive it the way you want it to be received to you. That's the biggest thing.
Oh, I love that. And myself, I believe love is the ultimate power. It really is. It is. Love really does conquer all.
It does.
You know, and remembering that is just really does a lot for us. I love it. I love it. Well, Stacy, touch on one of your other books, please. The Rejuvenation, Innocent Until Proven Guilty. What is that book about?
That book was basically a sequel to Cold-Hearted, Warm-Hearted. After I finished that book, went over it, did the galleys, and published it, I was so drained that I was just tired from waiting and anticipating the first book that all of these other poems just started flowing within me. And I said, you know, a renewed spirit, rejuvenation, and it made me think of water. So the second book is a sequel to the first book, which is Rejuvenation Innocent, meaning an innocent situation, and then Until Proven Guilty, which I have the guilty pleasure poetry within that book as well. So it's set up like the first book. But it's all dealing with love again.
Yes.
And the dangers of love. If a person gets too obsessed with it, it could take over you and you won't know how to control it. So I have little innuendos to show you how you can get over that obsessive love within poetry form as an art.
Now, what do you mean by obsessive love? Is that wanting to control love or love from someone else? What does that mean?
Both is more like a fatal attraction type situation.
Yes.
That's what that is, being too obsessed with one somebody and that person doesn't reciprocate the love that you share for them.
Yes.
And you have to find ways to get past that obsessive love and keep going to someone else that deserves your love.
Yes, yes. Boy, and that just goes right back to what you mentioned, doesn't it, is love ourselves. You know,
yes.
When we have that self-love, that controlling or obsessive love really doesn't happen because, you know, we have the trust and the love
mm-hmm.
already within us. Oh, that's, I love that.
Right.
Superb.
Right.
Now, Stacy, I see you have mentioned something called quantum jumping. Tell us about that. What is quantum jumping?
Quantum jumping is a form of visualization and meditation. What is that name? Bert Goldman. He was the teacher of quantum jumping. And I learned about this about 2 years ago. And like I said, it's just a form of visualization and meditation where there are alternate universes and you can actually go visit your future self and merge with your future self and bring back the lessons in order for you to get to where your future self is.
That sounds fascinating. That sounds fascinating.
It is. And it only takes about 10 minutes to do.
So how would someone find more information on that?
YouTube.
Okay.
Yes.
So just look up
quantum
jumping. Is that something that you do fairly often?
Yes. If not, if I get time to do it, it's every other day.
Wow. Do you have a particular experience or story that you would want to share with us in regard to that?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Actually, it's 2016, and I started quantum jumping 2 years ago. And I wanted to, I saw my future self with a natural hairstyle, a big place, and me walking the red carpet. And as I visualized this and I merged with my future self, I took back the lessons that I taught me. And within a few months, or by the end of 2014, I had was diagnosed with alopecia. And my dermatologist had told me, well, you need to go natural. And next thing I know, it didn't occur to me until later that that's who I seen, my future self. And it happened within less than a year. So I did what they call a cut. And so I cut my hair and went natural and twisted my hair. That's one experience. That was the one experience that I had done from quantum jumping.
Wow, that sounds fascinating.
It is.
That is something I haven't heard of. That's interesting. I'm going to have to read about that. That is too fun.
It is.
Oh, now, Stacy, if the audience would like to purchase one of your poetry books, where would they find those books?
They would find them at, let's see, three different places. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and we have this bookstore called Books of Million. You can go to the website, booksofmillion.com.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And with just a couple moments left in the show, Stacy, what last words would you like to share with the audience today?
Just continue to love yourself and be yourself no matter what. Don't change for anybody.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Personally, when, you know, when we're in high school, there's so much pressure. There's so much do this, dress like this. And I remember a dear aunt and uncle that I had and my uncle saying to me one day, Paula, just be you. Don't be anything else. Just be you and love you and just be Paula. And I have lived by that my whole life. You're so right on, Stacy. I love it.
You.
And that's not easy to do sometimes, because many times we can feel that what others expect of us is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. When we are not what others expect of us. We are what we have inside us and what we're passionate about and our choices.
Right.
Yes. Oh, Stacy, I've enjoyed you so much today. I'm so grateful to have had you on the show.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm so glad. And big love, hugs, and blessings to all of the listeners out there. So happy to have had you join us. A happy day to everyone. Paula V signing off. And Stacy, love, hugs, and blessings your way as well.
You too.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.